Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
So Patrick got in touch a little earlier on. He said, help, how does the coffee hack work to clear the sink blockage? We mentioned that a few minutes ago. He tried drain clear, but no luck with that. I've used drain clear before, Pat, and it tends to work a treat. That's the one you've got to leave there for 10 minutes and it dissolves all that rubbish. And normally, you'd be able to get rid of then, but according to Pat, he's still blocked. Seamus got in touch. He said, in relation to your blocked drain, if you put a spoonful of baking soda into the drain, then pour in some vinegar, pop the plug on quickly, it should clear the drain, but it sounds like a full blockage. And I'd be agreeing with Seamus as far as that's concerned, Pat, but do try those drain rods I've mentioned. It's not a nice job, because you're feeding this wire down the drain, and then you're pulling it out slowly, and you will be amazed. This hairy creature came out of me, and there was a little bit of splashback as well. Not a nice job. Another home hacks this morning. Apparently shaving your legs with hair conditioner instead of soap ladies makes them soft and smooth. Just apply, shave, and rinse. Baby shampoo. Not only gentle for baby's hair, but you can also use it for your own hair. It'll be all soft and shiny, and you won't cry when the soap gets in your eyes, because there's no more tears. Interesting. To keep a windshield and the back of your car's glass from fogging, clean them, this is bizarre, with shaving foam. Then wipe with a clean cloth or a paper towel. Repeat as necessary. Also, if you don't want your mirrors in the bathroom, here's a song. Fogging up. Shaving foam does that as well. It's a strange one. Honestly, I mean, the thought of applying shaving foam to the mirror is truly bizarre. But if you do that, rub it in, dry it off, have your shower, your mirror won't be fogged up. You want to remove pet hair from upholstery or carpets, use a squeegee. You want to clean the grout around the bath or the shower, a little spray of white vinegar, then scrub it with an old toothbrush. Maybe you've all got old toothbrushes somewhere. They come in very handy. Let it stand for 10 minutes, then rinse. To clean and deodorize your basins, bit of baking soda, damp sponge, rinse with water, and then throw in a little bit of floor cleaner or whatever you have that makes everything smell nice. Boiling water on top of that, and the steam then comes up and it all smells amazing and looks really, really clean as well. If you want to clean tarnish off silverware, save the water from boiling potatoes and let it cool. Then put silverware in a glass pan. Pour the cool water over the silverware. Let it set for about 30 minutes. Wash, rinse, and dry the silverware with a soft cloth, and they will be gleaming. There's loads. If you've got any more for us, fire across your messages, 087 77 11 103. Listen back to any previous episode of Home Hacks on our website as well, on eastcoast.fm.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.